Hello, welcome to Nature's Remedies. I'm Dr. Tim Hagney, and I'll be talking with you every week about natural approaches to health. Today's topic is the soybean. This member of the pea family has long shown its versatility as food, mainly due to its high protein content. As Asian cultures have shown for thousands of years, the soybean has proven a wonderful complement to a grain-based diet, again due to its high protein content. More specifically, foods such as soy sauce and tofu have added flavor and nutrition to a predominantly vegetarian diet in China and Japan. In the last several years, people in the U.S. and Europe have had great interest in soybeans, partly from medical studies demonstrating this bean's ability to prevent illness. Starting with breast cancer, population studies show that Chinese women die from this at only 1/4 the rate of women in the U.S. Further laboratory testing of the effects of soy products on breast cells has helped to clarify some of the possible mechanisms of its anti-cancer abilities, including reducing estrogen levels, antioxidant activity, and actually causing the death of the cancer cells. Isoflavones, natural compounds in soybeans, have been shown to block the effects of higher than desired as well as longer than desired exposures to estrogens, thereby reducing cancer risk. Along the same lines, since Japanese women appear to have much less hot flash symptoms during menopause, studies have shown these isoflavones indeed reduce these symptoms. Soy has also been shown to possibly reduce the risk of uterine cancer, as well as prostate cancer in men. Osteoporosis has been slowed down by soy. Finally, cholesterol can be significantly reduced by the soybean, and even the good HDL cholesterol is raised a bit. Although the United States has been the leading soybean grower in the world for many years, much of these soy calories are used as cattle feed. Maybe we could bypass the steer and get our nutrition directly from this noble bean. Having said all this, many people could do worse with soybeans, as traditionally it's eaten fermented. And even soy milk was not drunk by the Japanese, but used as a cow's milk substitute after World War II. Lastly, remember the concept of moderation, as eating 2 or 3 servings a week of fermented soy is not the same as drinking soy milk every day. So talk to your healthcare provider to tailor this to your needs. Well, thanks for listening. This has been Dr. Tim Hagney with another Nature's Remedies, and I look forward to speaking with you again next week.